to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-600-0476. That's 1-800-600-0476. 1-800-600-0476. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Do you remember a time when there was a market on every corner? Those days are long gone, but some of those family markets still exist, like Menino's Market in Cottleville. It's on the corner of Highway N and Highway N, catty corner to St. Joseph's Catholic Church. You want fresh produce. You want catering. You want fresh, warm French bread every single day? Menino's Market. Check it out. And don't forget about their holiday pies. Menino's Market for everything in Cottleville on the corner of Highway N and Highway N, Menino's Market.
Chris Walls, since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away. The radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair and Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Head to Arcasee Casino Alton. You could win $100,000 cash. It's Pot of Gold Sundays in March, noon to 8 p.m. at Arcasee Casino Alton.
Never can say goodbye. Is that's it? Not a summer?
No.
Oh. And, shoot, who is this? Thelma Houston?
Gloria Gaynor.
Oh, Gloria Gaynor. From the disco period, you either loved or you hated.
Never can say goodbye.
Yeah, Dan, we just said
that's
that. Oh, no.
You should listen to the show.
Yeah, you should. It's a good show. You'd like it.
I was not taking a whiz.
All right, light these phones up. We have callers. Let's have more. Let's kill some time till Colin comes in here. Anything you want to kick around, 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. Joe joins us. Hello, Joe.
Hello there. I'm AM and a PM.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. What can we do for you?
I'm a member of First Community.
Yeah.
See how you said that proudly? I'm a member of First Community Credit Union.
Just like you, Frank.
Yeah, you betcha.
I'll tell you what. You guys make my day.
Thank
like
you.
The rest of the city in St. Louis and County, you know.
Well, thank you.
No, I'm the guy that brought the Vest cream soda over to you.
That was a while back.
You were talking about how much you liked the ice cream when you were a kid with the Vest cream soda.
Well, when I was a kid, there was no Vest, because when I was a kid, I was in Tennessee.
Well, I know, but I'm talking about later on.
Yeah.
But I brought that by because I thought, you said it was hard to find.
And I don't, either I'm just not looking, or I don't see, Vest used to be really prominent in the on the shelves, and I don't see it much like I used to. What happened?
It's well, there, I think.
You must. Yeah. Did you work for Vest or something?
No, but I'll tell you what, if you want to get it, they have all the old varieties, like Whistle Orange Soda, and Vest, and
Fruit
Root Beer,
Punch
and so
my
on
favorite.
And so forth. You can get it at Globe, that's G-L-O-B-E, drugstore. It's right by Soulard on Broadway.
Well, I'm not going to go hunt it down. I don't want that.
Well, no, I'm just telling you where you don't have to hunt. It's right there at Globe Drug on Broadway there.
You know, I'd have to go out of my way to get that.
It's not like it's a closeout store type thing.
Well, Vest was, it was the... it was the soda for people on a budget, okay? It was less expensive, and it had a great place in the economy then. Just like Hams was the blue-collar beer for people who didn't want to spend Budweiser
but
money.
You can get Vest still at any grocery store.
Can you still?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So what else is going on, Joe?
Okay, the reason I called was I know you... I get a lot of my material on jokes from you.
Okay, you're welcome.
But I got one that... I don't know if you told it or if I heard it somewhere else, but I thought you might want to get your gun ready because I thought maybe you got the answer before I can get to it.
Well, it's right here. Hang on. Let me get it.
Okay.
Go
good
ahead,
enough.
Jeff.
Sounds good.
Sounds really good.
Just I don't know what kind of gun it is, but that's
okay. It's a Mossberg.
Okay.
Mossberg.
Sounds good to me.
18.5-inch barrel. It's called a street
sweeper. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. How do you get 10 nuns, sisters, to say, damn, all at the same time?
Well, that's not a joke. That's more like a riddle. Okay.
Okay, well, whatever.
And I know this joke, and for the life of me, I can't remember because it's not really a joke. How do you do it?
You yell out bingo.
Oh. Bingo joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just thought I'd refresh your memory. What can I
Yeah. Well, listen, I appreciate it.
Before I go, I just want to say you got a hell of a crew there, and they take over great when you're not there on vacation or whatever.
Assignment,
which guys
yeah.
do when they're not working, you
yeah.
know, and so I just thought I'd call every occasion.
Well, thank you.
And God bless you people.
You
I
too,
enjoy
Joe.
Your company, and I enjoy listening to you.
That's very nice. Thank you.
And thank you very much, for and
Joe, God bless us. He enjoys our company. See, that's nice. I believe this is a first-time caller, a guy who's just discovered the show. His name is Marv. Hello, Marv.
Larson Marv here for the 29th year today.
Yeah. Wow.
See, listen, advertisers, pay attention. That's the kind of loyalty. See, that's the kind of loyalty we have. What's going on, Mark?
Well, I just before I get started, if anybody up in North County is planning on partying hardy tonight, be real careful. Hazelwood, Florissant, this whole area up here, they're setting up roadblocks. There's rumor. I know Hazelwood's going to do it, and there's rumors that Florissant and so many other areas may be doing it too. So, anyway, get a designated driver.
Anyway,
stay home. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I started a new job in St. Pat's week of 86. That's how this all started. And I was calling on a customer on that morning, and he had you on back in the old KUSA days. And that's why
days.
I always think of St. Pat's as the first day that I heard you. So just want to let you know that 29 years and still going, hoping to make it to 30. Hope you'll still be around, and I'll be around.
Well,
so,
we're all kind of hoping that, Marv. We appreciate it. Don't think we don't.
One last thing. You were talking about Slayton the other day, about some of the crazy stuff used to happen. And, boy, those were some fun times, especially that day you went off on your rant about you were doing impressions of him, if you remember that.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Well, he was late. He followed us, and he was late. So he wasn't in the studio, so I just started the show with it bad to the bone as Kevin Slayton.
Carpe diem.
Oh, it was, we took Larry, calls. My son was down visiting me on spring break. He was about 10 years old at the time, and we were sitting in the car waiting for a tennis court to open up, and we were just laughing so hard I couldn't believe it. But you know what? He's back on the air today. Started today on
now we don't want to talk about that. It's like a competing time.
No, although, yeah, I know. I was although, gonna say good luck to him. But
I mean it's not a station with much of a signal. I wish him the best. I know people like to beat up on him, but I can tell you something.
I enjoy him. I always enjoy and look forward to it.
Here's the deal. There's nothing worse on the radio than dull and boring. And he's never dull and boring.
Oh, absolutely. Remember you say go brush your tooth.
Yeah.
If you didn't like him.
I have nothing to say about him. What his personal life is none of my business, but I'm telling you, as a guy who I think, and I say this about myself, I think I have a better feel for what works on the radio when I hear it than most people who run stations, and that guy is listenable. He just is. Whether
absolutely.
you hate him or love him.
Happy St. Pat's Day, and everybody be careful tonight.
Right, thank you, Marv.
We're cool. Shooting for number 30. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Marv. 29 years and counting. John's up next. Hello, John.
Hi. AM and PM.
That's close enough. You get to speak up just a little bit there, John.
Yeah, I don't know if we're trying to know what.
I can barely hear you.
Are you at liberty to say what kind of, you said you brought three weapons for some people you knew?
I can barely hear you.
Yeah, John, you really got to jump
on that phone.
What kind of guns did you buy at Pistols Plus?
Well, I bought about 30 guns at Pistols Plus. Which one do you want to know about?
No, the last one.
Haven't bought it yet. We ordered it. It's the Rhino, the Chiapa Rhino. It's not a gun for everybody.
A Chiapa Rhino.
It's a very odd revolver.
That sounds like it. And comment, you were talking about that there was a rumor that Hitler like to be defecated and urinated on it. That's not true.
Oh, it's not true? Well, let's make it true because he's a scumbag and he's a horrible human being. So who cares whether it's true or not?
Well, that was probably dreamed up by Wild Bill Donovan. But what was true was that he was a pretty sick guy.
And, good. He wasn't sick soon enough.
One way than one. But what he did have is that he had gas in uncontrollable. He couldn't do anything about it, and it just came out of him. And which makes it a little awkward for you if you're in one of his war rooms and he's talking for 5 or 6 hours.
Uncontrollable gas.
You know what? John, we can barely hear. Thank you for the call, John. Take John off here. The audience is like pressing their ears against their dashboards. They can't hear him. What he's trying to say is that I had read where Hitler liked to have women poop on him, and he's saying that's not true. Who cares? It's Hitler. Okay? So let's spread whatever
all
we
the false rumors we can.
But he said he had uncontrollable gas.
Now, how would he know that? Was he in the war room with him? I mean, I don't know how you know that. All right, it's Steve's turn. Hello, Steve.
Steve's gone,
and Steve probably fell asleep at that last call. Al should be here. Hello, Al.
Okay, need Pat Robertson pretty bad.
You need Pat?
Yes.
Well, you've come to the right place because Pat is on. We have him on retainer. He's on satellite, standing by. Let me get Pat for you. Hang on here, Al, just a second. Yes, Al. How can I help you?
Okay, well, my neighbor lady came over this morning, and she's worried about her husband.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps going out at night. Well, first, they're not having any relations. And he keeps going out at night, watching this band, and he's all, like, entranced over this bass player.
I see.
And she thinks they're playing, like, he's in a trance, like, devil music or something. I said, this is above me, and I would call for it. So
you're
some band. He keeps going out at night, and this house's band, and especially this bass player. He's just enamored over that guy.
Al, your friend is leaving home to have homosexual relations with another man. And it's not uncommon for men to make up stories. Like, and I know you're trying to do something to include Dan in the story, but the truth is, this is a serious, serious situation. And
You know what? You're right. I think she said his name is Dan, the bass player Dan. You're right.
He heard that on the show, and he knew that he could verify as an alibi that band was in fact playing, when the truth is he's not going to see the band. He's going to have homosexual relations with a man.
And
the Bible clearly states, and I believe Carl said it in Sling Blade, men are not to lay down together. And
How am I going to break this to that lady?
The Bible says two men ought not lay together.
That's exactly right. And I would not destroy her life by telling her, just let it be.
He's on
his way. He is on the homosexual road to hell.
Pat, you're on mark again, buddy. Smile
all right,
on.
Al. Wow. Thank you, Al, for the call.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pat. Pat Robertson, always there for us. Boy, Pat has really... He's saved so many people, he's changed so many people's lives, and he calls it like it is.
Yep.
And he pretty much calls everything that's bad the result of homosexuality. We can get Bob in here. Hello, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing great, Frank. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. How can we help you?
Well, I'm calling you because I want to complain, and you are a car guy.
I'm a car guy. That's right.
Yep. I've been in the process of looking to buy a new car.
Okay.
And I'm going to these dealerships, Frank, and I start talking to them about it, and I ask them detailed questions, and I end up going into that dealership knowing more about these cars than they do.
And, man, can I relate to you?
It's great. I mean, I just went into a Ford dealership, and I'm talking to this guy about this Ford Edge. I said, it's new from the ground up, right? Well, I don't know.
Your salesman's worst nightmare. No, you are. You are the worst nightmare for a salesman, because the truth is, most car salesmen don't know a lot about the cars. They're salesmen, and they figure you already know what you want. You already know the car. Now they need to be the one to make the deal for you. One of my greatest days, and you'll love this, was I was at a dealership, and I test drove a convertible. And the salesman said, he said, in order to put the convertible top down, you have to have your foot on the brake while you're depressing the button that drops the top. And it has to be in park. And I said, well, that's not true. And he said, I beg your pardon. And I said, watch this. And I put the top down without having my foot on the brake. And then I did it with my foot on the brake and then in drive, not in park. And I said, you're misinforming people. And we said to me, he didn't get mad. He said, I cannot believe this. He said, I have, for 2 years since this car's been out, I've told every customer they have to do these three things to drop the top, and it's not true. But that's not uncommon, and you can't expect a salesman to know.
Well, if that was told to him by someone up higher,
he's just going to pass it along. And look at John Landoff, probably knows less about some of the Chevys there than I do. And I don't know everything, but they need to know as much as you might know. I think if they don't know the answer, they should get it for you and answer your questions. But their job is really to make sure you get the best deal you can get and that you're treated right.
I ran into a Mazda salesman, and this guy knows everything about everything, and I felt so good. But wouldn't you think they'd know this, Frank?
No.
I drove a car last year.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it, and I went back, and the guy says, try it again, and I did, and I said, man, I like this so much better. And so I went and researched, and come to find out they'd increased the engine by 60 pounds of torque.
Yeah.
And that made all the difference in the world. Don't you think he would have known that to tell people who...
No, because... and I'll tell you why. Because, I'm sorry, is this Al or Bob? I've lost track.
It's Bob.
Bob, here's the deal, Bob. Most people aren't like you or like me. The 60 torque pounds, feet, foot pounds, that doesn't mean anything to them, and they don't care. And horsepower. Most people, if they look at the back of a car and it says the 350 LS, well, that's a 3.5-liter car. Most people don't know and don't care. They don't care. They don't care about, well, this year is 25 horsepower more than last year. They don't care. They don't care. That stuff just doesn't interest them. They like the look, the color, the feel, the way it sits, the way it drives, and the mileage, and how much is the payment. That's what most people care about. How much is the payment? And if they like the car, they just, unlike you or me, look, turning radius. You get in the car and I go, wow, it's a lot tighter turning radius than the year before. The salesman's going to go, it is? I mean, they can't know all that because it changes year to year. So I would say... I got to take the side of the salesman. I just want to be treated right. And if I need an answer, would you go get it for me? If you don't know it, would you go to the service department and get me the answer to this question? And let's make a deal. But they're not going to know this stuff.
I guess bottom line, I'm weird in a different world.
Hey, we have people selling radio time who don't know any, and this is not a slam at salesmen. They've never been on the air. They don't know anything about radio programming, but they're selling it. They're selling time on the radio, and they don't necessarily have to know the specifics of transmitting programming.
I see.
They just need to give you a deal, okay?
Thank you for your time. And
you bet.
By the way, I'm Bob, the guy who called in months back and wanted you to tell me what each one of those things were that you end the program with.
Oh, okay, yeah. And I think we solved that riddle. And by the way, how do we get you into a Chevy? How do we do that?
Well, I'm going to go look at the Equinox.
Please do.
It's coming out new this fall.
Well, please take a look at it and let me know how that goes. If there's anything I can do, let me know, okay?
I will. Thank you for your time.
You bet, Bob.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, there's nothing I can't get him a deal, but I can get him a handshake with John Lando.
All right.
And treat it like royalty because he's AM and the PM. We're going to take a break. We come back. Colin Jeffrey is coming. He's going to talk about entertainment. Hey, I was disappointed in my show last night, Strange Inheritance. Here's the problem with that show. Last night, it was this guy's granddaughter, and she inherited an old movie theater. And it just wasn't that interesting. And that's the problem with that show. Every once in a while, you'll get a show, whoa, somebody inherited something really cool and interesting. And then you get this, and they had to restore the theater, and they had to have a fundraiser. So, I thought it was going to be a great series, but like a lot of shows, it'll have, like this one, some good and some that stink. So last night's wasn't that exciting. American Equity Mortgage. Here's what's exciting, getting your credit card debt paid off. That's exciting. A lot of you people don't know what I'm talking about because you've never experienced that. You've never had zero balance on your credit cards. Truth is, we should never let them get out of control where we have to make minimum payments, but we all do. We've done it. I did it. My wife and I did it. Two cards when we were first married and young, and we maxed them out. Couldn't even use them. They rejected because they were maxed out. And then we realized we're stuck. We don't have any cash. We don't have any savings. Now we can't use our credit cards. So over time, a couple of years, we whittled away at it and got them paid off. We didn't have the luxury of having a home with equity. It would have made it so much easier. If you're a homeowner, you do. You have equity. You can go to American Equity Mortgage and say, get me out from under this never-ending debt, this credit card mess. I got too comfortable making minimum payments every month, and now it looks like it's never going to end. Oh, it'll end in about 20 years after you've paid three times as much as the debt actually was in interest, in high interest. So the solution is you go to American Equity, they pay off your credit cards. You're still borrowing money, but you're borrowing money to pay off a debt that's a bad debt. You've taken on a good debt. Good debt is one with really low interest rate. That's what you're going to get because you're a homeowner. That's what equity will do for you. And, of course, if you're in the market for a house, need somebody to handle that mortgage, they'd be happy to do that too. American Equity Mortgage. You can get a hold of them at AmericanEquity.com or this number. And you got to get every number correct, or you may call a different place. 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
Meep, meep.
All right, let's get a look at traffic right now and head airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, we've got a couple of problems out here. First of all, we're circling over eastbound Highway 64 just before St. Clair Square, 159. You've got an accident. It's a rollover accident. Now, they had lane blockage. Now everything's off to the right shoulder and the car, of course, off the roadway. But you have a jam-up that approaches Highway 255 and goes to just after the Buncombe Road overpass, and then things open up pretty well after that. We've got crashes reported on southbound 270 at Manchester. Another crash eastbound 270 before Lindbergh. You're already jammed up approaching McDonnell through Lindbergh there. Eastbound 40 downtown was slowing from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Looks like we're getting a little bit of a slowdown southbound 55 around 3200 South Broadway. And then westbound 40, you're jamming up approaching Kings Highway through McCausland. This traffic report, it's brought to you by Staples. Staples has great deals on everything you need for your business and to keep your office clean. From wipes, paper towels, sponges, to all kinds of disinfectants and cleaners, make on budget happen. Make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's like happy hour.
Woo-hoo!
Without the hangover.
That's good.
Larry Connors, USA.
Weeknights at 9.
On the Big 550.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Looking back, watching our kids and grandkids at play creates awesome memories, some better than others. I must admit, I don't much care to watch them play video games or tweet on smartphones. Way too much of that today. Hi, this is Terry with Weedman Lawn Care. Wouldn't the image of our children playing be better if it was them playing hide-and-seek, the baseball games of Pickle and 500, or badminton, Red Rover, or croquet? These games only need your kids' involvement and a great lawn for the play space. At Weedman, we can help with both. Go to WeedmanUSA.com to obtain a quote on having us turn your lawn into where children's memories are made. We'll also send you a list of great games and descriptions for them to play. They'll sure get a lot more exercise than just moving their thumbs on a keyboard. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today to begin making more great family memories on your lawn. We use only golf course quality timed-release granular fertilizers. And Weedman is recommended over competitors by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and many of your friends and neighbors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com, where memories are made and promises are kept.
Are you suffering with your dentures? Are you suffering from not being able to eat what you want? Well, we have a solution. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care. He is fully certified, trained, and an expert in dental implants. He can take your existing dentures and turn them into new implants, and you'll be able to eat anything you want. The results are truly amazing. He can take your existing dentures, or he can start fresh. Either way, people are able to eat corn on the cob. They're able to eat their favorite steak, and they're actually able to enjoy their life again. Dental implants is the way to go, and you want to go with somebody you can trust. And you can trust Dr. Bone. He's been an expert in this for years. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, 314-921-3500. Even if you're looking for a second opinion, call Dr. Bowen. He'll be happy to give you a free consultation. Dr. Bowen and dental implants for your existing dentures or from scratch. Dr. Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500 or BowenDentalCare.com.
The madness at Emo's ends on March 31st because that's when both of their New Year's specials end. So now until March 31st, you can still get the Emo's Great Taste of St. Louis for just $19.95, and you can still get a medium two-topping Emo's pizza for just $10.95. The Great Taste box is a fabulous deal. You get a large two-topping Emo's pizza, an order of toasted ravioli, a regular order of Provel Bites and Cinnamos for dessert, all for just $19.95. And if you just want a pizza for two, you can still get a medium two-topping for just $10.95. You choose the two toppings, loaded and cooked edge-to-edge for just $10.95. Both specials are good only through March, so call, stop by, or order online at emospizza.com. Remember, the Great Taste of St. Louis box for just $19.95 and a medium two-topping for just $10.95 now through March.
Everybody knows it's Emo's, the square beyond compare.
Living with type 2 diabetes is complicated. What would you do with free time away from some of the daily worries and burden of treating diabetes? Doctors in your area are conducting a research study investigating an innovative approach to delivering treatment for type 2 diabetes that does not require needles or pills. To qualify, you must be at least 40 years of age, have been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes for at least 3 months, and also have been diagnosed with a condition related to your heart or blood vessels. Qualified participants will receive the investigation new product and all study related care from a dedicated team of medical staff at no cost. Again, this research study is now enrolling in your area for adults who are at least 40 years of age, have been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes for at least 3 months, and also have been diagnosed with a condition related to your heart or blood vessels. To find out more and to see if you qualify, please call 314-720-8328. That's 314-720-8328. 314-720-8328.
You have to get your grass ready for spring, right? That's where DynaGreen comes in. Check your local lawn and garden dealer and get the Crabgrass Preventer. Controls crabgrass, annual grasses, and broadleaf weeds for up to 5 months and rapidly thickens your lawn. How would you like to have the best lawn on the block? DynaGreen and DynaGreenInfo.com. Designed for the region, designed for the climate, designed for you, the homeowner. Ask your local lawn and garden dealer, DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com. You can find DynaGreen at Kirkwood Material.
Here at Blue Rhino, we'd like to tell you about our cleaned, inspected, and leak-tested propane tanks. And who better than a real live rhino to give you all the info? Take it away there, big guy. I don't know about you, but I didn't understand a thing he just said. Which seems to have made him extremely angry. How do you open this door, guys?
With over 45,000 locations nationwide, a ready-to-grill Blue Rhino is always nearby. Visit BlueRhino.com.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Odine, it's time for the show with Tommy and Jeffrey.
Jerry Lewis. I got started the other day on YouTube watching a bunch of Jerry Lewis stuff. Man, oh man, oh man. There's nothing that guy wouldn't do for a laugh. Pratfalls, Faces. He was a director, a producer. He's made millions of dollars just owning the Nutty Professor rights, because when Eddie Murphy came along and redid it, guess who made a big wad of money? Jerry Lewis. Pretty incredible. Personal jerk or not, quite a career. And still going, 89, I think they said. Time to talk a little entertainment talk. The man that's going to throw some stuff out for you to either throw back at him or consider would be Colin Jeffrey, and he's brought to you by Oreck and the locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. Yes, the same people that make great vacuum cleaners have that Oreck name on a lot of terrific products for your home. Stop in, tell them your AM and the PM. We'd appreciate that. Folks, here's Colin Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
How are you, Frank? Mic on to the audience.
How are you, Colin?
I'm doing all right. Frank, how are you?
Good. Real quickly, thank you. I just checked my email. I cannot believe the immediate response I got to what I said about the way the Post-Dispatch structures its sentences when they talk about Darren Wilson. They still do that. That really set some people off going, oh my goodness, nobody has ever said this. Thank you. Well, I'm happy to do it, and thank you for the emails. Every once in a while you stumble on something, and you know you're speaking for the masses, and nobody else wants to do it. And if you missed it earlier, all I'm saying is I'm sick and tired of reading about Darren Wilson, a white police officer who shot and killed an unarmed black teenager. And when you write it like that, it makes Wilson sound like a bad guy. Thank you for the emails. It's good to know that there are other people with the same mindset. Colin, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right, Frank. We've got.
I mentioned Strange Inheritance last night was a big disappointment. I've seen a couple I really liked, and this is going to happen. Somebody's going to inherit something that, quite frankly, I just don't care anything about, and it's not much of a story. And that's what happened last night. But I'll give it another chance or two.
Yeah, I have not watched that, so I'll try and catch up.
And the only thing I have to contribute is Better Call Saul started out on fire, lost its way, and I thought, uh-oh, Vince Gilligan has lost it. He lost the touch, and then, boom, they brought it back, and I think they even knew. After three episodes, we're off the rails a little bit. We got to get it back on track, and they did, and it's still good.
Well, that's good to hear.
All right, what do you have?
DVD's out this week. Annie, if you want to see the remake,
you can't wait.
Well, there you go. Frank, you don't have to wait anymore.
Fanatic.
You can go watch it right now. Exodus, God and Kings, it was really not good. Christian Bale, that's out today. Penguins of Madagascar, an animated film for the family. You can check that out. And this was one of my favorite movies from last year, and I think Chris Rock found his own voice finally. Top Five. If you have not seen this, you should 100%.
I've never even heard of it.
Oh, no one did. It was a small little budget film. Go watch it. It's Chris Rock essentially playing Chris Rock.
By the way, the guy in Ferguson who shot the cops, did you see his mugshot? He looks like Chris Rock. The Jeffrey
Williams?
Yeah. He looks like Chris Rock.
Just I didn't
side
see that.
Note, sidebar. Okay. No, I've never heard of Top Five. What is it about?
It's sort of the story of Chris Rock. It's kind of a romantic comedy, but guys are really going to like it because it is genuinely funny. It was probably the funniest movie of last year, I thought.
You mean it's a rom-com.
Rom-com. Yeah, I try and avoid that. I think I said that once and you made fun of me.
Yeah, well, I've changed my mind. Get with it.
Okay, I'll get with it. And then there's one show out on DVD this week.
It's hard to say DVD.
Weather today in the greater Cincinnati area.
They're solid plastic, so don't settle for imitation.
But the senator, while insisting he was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
There you go. You know what this is from, right, Frank?
No.
Well, now do you know?
WKRP. There you go.
You know, there are people, lots of people under 40, who don't know what that sound was we just heard. When you used to run the needle up and down the dial, the AM dial. You don't hear that anymore.
So WKRP's second season is out, and this is a big deal because they actually agreed to terms and can play all of the original music. And that's
Let me just say one thing. When you say WKRP, the only two things that pop in my head, Lonnie Anderson. Wow, where's she?
I have no idea.
You talk about somebody smoking hot who just disappeared. Now, you know what happened? That facelift crap. She ruined herself.
Oh, she did. She
destroyed herself, and then now she can't go out and play anymore. Because she's butt ugly.
Yeah.
Ladies, sometimes it's just nice to age and be yourself.
Yes. Walking the Nile on TV this week. Animal Planet. A guy walked the Nile 4,000 miles. This is just crazy. It takes so long to do that. It documents things along the way, but then life events, like a friend dies while he's doing this. It's just, it's absolutely crazy to watch this. It's on Wednesday night, 7 o'clock
Why
on Animal Planet.
Why is he walking along, what, along the bank of the Nile? What?
Yeah, near.
Why?
No one's ever done it.
Okay, well, there's a good reason.
Yeah. Well, and part of it is, I think there are areas along the Nile that probably don't see much foot traffic. You know, they say there's parts in the Congo
there's
that people have never been to. Well, yeah, it's to explore, see what's there.
No, there's a reason people don't do it. It's dangerous.
Okay.
Things can eat you.
Yes, but he made it. They documented it. Wouldn't that have been crazy if he got eaten, though?
I'd watch that. Now you got a documentary.
See, there you go. Someone, except unless it turns out like that documentary where the guy got eaten by the snake.
Well, that's a joke.
That was horrible. Then there's, if you have Showtime, you have to watch this. This is a story I found, I don't know, about a year ago, and it's almost too weird to explain. Showtime Thursday, 7:15, you can watch a show called, or a documentary called The Mind of Mark DeFriest. Wow. You've never heard of him. At age 19, he was charged with stealing tools that his deceased father had given to him in his will. There was an argument over whether the will had already been read. He took these. 35 years later, he's still in jail.
You've got to be kidding.
I'm not even a little bit kidding you. This is insane. He kept getting extended sentences for trying to escape. This is 35 years he's been in jail for stealing tools.
He kept getting
tools.
Extended sentences like this one. Hey, no matter what you do, no matter how hard you try, you're never going to get out of here. And I don't care how many times you go before the parole board or how many times you try to straighten your life. That's an extended sentence.
Yes, it is.
See what I did there?
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
I did. Yeah, thank you.
Literary humor, English
thank
humor.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And then finally, after
Colin
six...
Colin just keeps going. He's going, yes. How did I get on this show?
Trudging ahead.
Yeah.
And then finally, after six seasons, Glee comes to an end Friday on.
No, Fox.
I know.
No.
Now I'll never be able to watch the first episode of it.
Exactly. So
I'd like to confess, I have a Glee song on my iPod.
Okay.
One song by
Which
the
one?
Glee group, Smile. Smile, though your heart is breaking. Smile. You know who wrote that song?
Who?
Charlie Chaplin.
Charlie, I did
it's
not know that.
A great song. Yeah, and they do a great job. So I confess, I have a Glee song on my iPod.
Do you feel better now that you've gotten that off your chest?
I really do, because otherwise somebody would have found it and go, hey, look what I found. You got a Glee song. So I'm just telling you, it's on there.
And one show, Netflix, another really good-looking show, I think. It's called Bloodline. It has Kyle Chandler from Friday Night Lights, Sam Shepard, Sissy Spacek. They play a family who own a Florida Keys hotel, and they're well-known in the Keys. They're sort of the titans of the Keys. But sometime a while back, something bad happened in that family. They did a bad thing. This show is examining that. It looks great. So if you need another show to binge watch now that you're through House of Cards, Friday, what is it, 1 a.m. our time, 2 a.m. our time, you can start watching Bloodlines on Netflix.
And Kyle Chandler, for those who don't know, if you watch Friday Night Lights, which was a great
show. Oh, it was so good.
He was Connie Britton's husband, right? He was the dad.
He was the coach, yes.
Yeah, he's terrific.
Oh, he's great. And this Bloodlines on Netflix Friday. And then a listener, Tammy, called me this week to ask when House of Cards Season 3 will be out on DVD. They haven't given a date, but it looks like it will be June, just so everyone knows, in case you are waiting. And right. You don't have Netflix, or you can just pay $8 and have Netflix for a month.
Where do you go anymore to get a DVD, except the Redbox thing? Where do you go?
To rent? There's a few rental businesses out there.
And you know they're going to be gone any day.
Yeah, except they're really good for carrying older movies.
Yeah, but we are not far from the complete elimination of any hardware, any discs for music, movie. It's all going to be in the air. Everything's going to be in the air.
I mean, you already have so many younger, late
teens, early
20s.
They stream everything.
They don't have cable.
No, and they don't have discs anywhere. It's all streaming.
And younger teenagers don't even watch Netflix or anything. They watch YouTube.
Yeah.
All the shows they are, entertainers to them are all YouTube personalities.
Right.
Yeah, and so I don't know. I would hate to hear that because I have like 300 DVDs.
So this Redline, what's it called?
Bloodlines.
Bloodlines.
Bloodlines. Okay. Friday, you can start watching it.
That
it looks really good.
And it's Showtime.
No, it's Netflix.
I'm sorry. Oh, shoot. Okay. Netflix.
Showtime was a Mark DeFriest. That is DeFriest. That is Thursday at 7:15.
Okay.
So those are the shows to watch this week. Comedy Central taped this past weekend the roast of Justin Bieber. Yes.
It should be very entertaining.
Yes. I'll watch it.
Oh, absolutely.
I will enjoy seeing people tear that little punk apart.
And I've seen the opening monologue from Kevin Hart. And, yeah.
You know who else is in there? Isn't Martha Stewart one of the
Martha Stewart has a great line in it that, yeah. So I've seen some of it, not the whole thing thus far. Definitely, I think, worth watching. I believe that's March 30th.
What I do like about the Comedy Central roasts, if you folks have never seen them, watch the uncensored ones after midnight.
Oh, yes.
And if you don't like... I mean, if you don't like bad language, don't watch them. But unlike the Dean Martin roasts where they were sort of sugar-coated and they... Oh, man, these things, they're brutal.
They are.
And that's what I like about them is that it's the one time you'll get people up saying what the world is thinking about some of these schmucks.
Oh.
And there's a lot to jump on with Bieber.
Yes, so they do a good job. One other item was leaked online, and it was the internal memo for Bravo TV as far as how to censor bad words on their network. And this is really funny because we never get to see what is actually censored and what isn't. So we're going to do our best here to go over some of them without saying anything bad.
Okay.
A-hole. You can only keep hole. Everything else, all the other sounds have to be bleeped.
And this is not just words, but subtitles as well.
Yes,
right?
In subtitles, and yes, this is how they also have to be spelled out. BS. Yep. You can only have bullsh.
The SH.
Up through that. So they go through all of these. Then my favorite one on here is for a little person. You can keep the MI. But you have to bleep the digit. You have to bleep it. Yes, and there is one word on this network you can't say any part of, and it is a politically incorrect word for someone with sort of diminished mental capacity, the R word.
Retarded. Okay. You can say what word it is. We're not using it in a bad way. We're just using the word.
You can't say any of it on that network if you're using it.
How does this happen? Last night on NBC, and it's a show I've never watched, and I'm struggling to get the name of it. It's a new cop show, and I just skipped by. It was in the last 10 minutes of the show, and two guys are walking along, and the one guy says to the other one, I'm going to say this, okay, because apparently the FCC is okay with it. He says, so you think that's why you're such a dick? And that was prime time on NBC last night.
Yeah.
Well, and we talked, I think, off the air.
Because it's not a body part. It's a personality description.
A week or two ago, the Saturday Night Live used that word.
Yes.
But they used the word as
in a box.
For the... No.
Well, they did the unedited, uncensored blank in a box. But then,
during a skit, I can't remember who was the last host. I don't know, but they use that word for
Chris Hemsworth,
the actual appendage.
Yes.
But this got me to thinking. TV stations are very, very, very funny with the way that they sometimes dub movies with bad words when they air them on TV.
Oh, well, Dan's got a great routine about that.
So I pulled some together here, but I've got to run into news, so I'm going to leave you with this. Okay. I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's right. Entertainment.
Thank you. I have had it with these monkey-fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane!
Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon.
See what happens, Larry? See what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps? This is what happens. You see what happens, Larry? This is what happens when you feed a scrambled eggs.
It's as good as Mark, you dipstick, you stupid.
Stupid fat nose,
your head, mother crusher.
Mother crusher.
I'm casserole. That's all you are. You're a casserole.
I'm not a casserole. You know what? I feel pretty sure that I'm not a casserole. I'm like a totally nice guy.
Well, you know that's
table. You want to take your feet off the table and put your shoes back on?
Stuff you.
Stuff you. You know who you're messing with.
Insulted Billy. Then I walked over to him politely.
Tells me to go snuff myself.
What?
Then he called me a maggot.
So what?
Come here. You called my friend a maggot? You told him to go stop himself? Is that what you did? Told him to go stop himself? You stinky horseman who's smelling cockroach. You mess me up over there. I'll stick you in a hole in the filthy desert.
All right, now Bill's going to have to go to the Playhouse. I hope he can do that. But here's the thing. Here's what you forget about. These actors have to go in and record Redubbed these them. Ridiculous lines. Joe Pesci has to go in the studio and go, "You mother stuffer."
And monkey fighting know, snakes.
I don't know how they even get
Jackson.
Through it without
yeah.
just cracking up. And casserole, the lip movement, it's a-hole is the word right. that they're replacing, it would look the same. They'll call me a casserole. It's ridiculous. And they got to feel so stupid funny. Doing it. That was Colin Jeffrey, courtesy of Oreck. And your locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers, please stop in, say hello. Bill Cleveland, hopefully, will be able to do. We have any confirmation of that?
I think he's working on it now.
We're working on that as we speak. So while we work on that, let me work on this. First, let me work on getting you to change where you do your banking. First Community Credit Union is where. Thanks so much to the guy who called earlier, Joe or Bob. It's a good, simple, all-American name, and I can't remember, but he said he started off the conversation with, first of all, I'm a member of First Community. I am, too. Peon is, too. Paul Warner, the host of the yard sale on Saturday morning, is, too. And so are thousands and thousands of people. And every day, today, every day, people leave their banking facilities and move their banking business to First Community Credit Union. And you're never going to completely understand the difference until you do it. In the interest of full disclosure, there is a price to be a member. It is $1 for every account. I think that would only be an obstacle if you have, I don't know, 10,000 accounts. You have to pay a dollar for each one, that'd be $10,000. Otherwise, it's just not a big deal. Best money you'll ever spend. It's a great place to bank. You want to know why? Join us. Join us. Close your accounts. Move them to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. 40 locations now. And great fresh popcorn. FirstCommunity.com.
Wake up!
St. Louis's Morning News.
With Kelly Jackson on McGraw Live in the Morning.
Listen every day.
The Big 550. KTRS. Depend on it.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
The Big 550.